And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Douglas Hopper, our web producer, joins me in the studio. Hey, Douglas, what's up?
Hey, Cheryl. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Last week, we heard from Karl Rove. That's the former White House Deputy Chief of Staff, also known as the architect for the role he played in both of President George Bush's election victories. Rove gave us his insights about how the presidential race is shaping up.
We have begun to see this racial divide with African-American voters breaking for Obama by more than 90% and white voters breaking for Hillary Clinton by margins of 3-2 or better. And then the feeling's getting harder. In Indiana and North Carolina, less than half of Hillary Clinton supporters said they were prepared to vote for Senator Obama if he were the nominee. And that's a very, very dangerous sign.
It was a perspective many listeners wrote in to say they were glad to hear. Even some who fiercely disagreed with his politics thought it was useful to know what was on his mind.
And as I understand it, there were others who weren't so happy to tune into Karl Rove.
We did get quite a few comments from listeners who had a lot to say about hearing Mr. Rove on our show, and it wasn't all so positive. Steve Goff, a listener from Carbondale, Illinois, thought he got punked.
As a faithful and very generous NPR donor, I can't believe I tuned in today to hear Karl Rove as a commentator on the Democratic primary. He is perhaps the last person in America qualified to give a meaningful, unbiased opinion on this race. Others will say it better than I, but this is an outrage.
And he wasn't the only one. Listeners wrote in and called in to remind us of Rove's alleged political tricks, his role in fomenting the Iraq War, and the list goes on. The bottom line is, many listeners thought Rove simply didn't belong on our air. It's an important question, and Michelle Martin, our host who interviewed Rove, took some time to respond. You can read her thoughts and those of others on our blog.
All right, Douglas, so what else are people talking about?
Well, earlier this week, the Mocha Moms talked about independence and just how much of it kids deserve. Lorene Scanese joined the moms to talk about her decision to let her 9-year-old ride the subway in New York alone.
I didn't give him a cell phone because I don't trust him to take care of his things. I trust him to take care of himself. I mean, he loses a lot of homework and stuff, but I knew that he would be safe and that if he had any questions, he would ask a stranger.
As you can imagine, some who heard her story thought she was crazy to send her young child off alone in a big city. But there were others, like listener Maria Paoletti, who welcomed the more relaxed perspective. She's a young stepmom who feels like her peers are sometimes overly protective.
I feel like this does children a disservice because it prevents them from learning to solve problems on their own. It seems like this is especially prevalent among stay-at-home moms, so I'm glad to hear that the stay-at-home moms and the Mocha moms encourage their children to be independent.
All right. Well, thanks for that comment, Maria. And thank you, Douglas.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate all of your comments and insights. If you want to get into the mix, visit npr.org/tellmemore. And you can also call our comment line at area code 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522.